And now we have the wonderful Elle and Maddie from Thursdays in Black Otago. How are you guys doing?
Fabulous.
We're doing good for a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Nice. For a Tuesday morning? Are you not normally Tuesday morning people?
No way.
What's the best morning?
I'd say it's got to be a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like getting ready for the having time off. Having
yeah, you like, you know, it's the last day of the week. You're like, yeah, let's get this done. Mm-hmm. Smash it out.
And you guys, we talked a little bit before you went on, but you guys are students. Could you like introduce yourselves a little bit and what you're studying, what you get up to, maybe even what you're into?
Ooh, okay. I'm a third year doing English and linguistics. Mm-hmm. Writer, core. I do love a good book. Mm-hmm. Also big into singing. Mm-hmm. I'm cool. Not in the capping show this year, but yeah. I have been previously.
Yeah. What's what book are you into at the moment? Anything you're reading?
I've been reading a lot of Margaret Atwood.
Oh, cool.
She has like an older novel called Cat's Eye.
Okay.
I'm reading that at the moment.
Cool.
I'm a third year forensics student. Mm-hmm. So CSI kind of vibe.
Yeah, but cool.
Way less exciting. Yeah, yeah. I teach pole dance. So
cool, hell yeah.
That's sort of my main thing. Yeah.
Where do you do pole dance here?
In the top floor of XYZ Bar, which okay. is just past the Octagon. Yeah. There's a little studio up there.
Yep.
And yeah. Teaching there, so
cool.
It's good fun.
Oh, I actually have been looking for a pole dance studio, and then I knew there was one a little while ago, but then it changed or whatever. Yeah,
there's two down here, I think, but cool. You should obviously come to.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'd love to. Honestly, that sounds great. Oh, yeah, I haven't done it for like a few years, but I absolutely loved it. But I did find that when I did it in the last time I did it, I was in Scotland and it was freezing cold, and I was like, I don't know how people do this in the cold.
Oh, it's with so the cold painful. Cold, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's better than when it's really hot and you start sweating.
True, yeah, yeah.
Because then you
yeah.
just slip off.
Yeah, that's yeah, not yeah, epic. Yeah. Totally.
It's really not good.
Yeah, hectic. Do you prefer spinning or still?
Spin.
Spin? Cool, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Spin is really fun.
Yeah.
Actually, I did say last time I was in Scotland, but I also did it a little bit in like Brisbane, but only because this people's house I stayed at had a pole, and
oh,
I was like, that's
so
awesome.
Sick.
But Brisbane is like, you know, like 38 degrees, and like alongside that, the muggiest place in the universe. And I was, yeah, I don't know how people do it in those conditions.
Yeah, no, I've never been able to get behind that.
Yeah. Cool. Hell yeah. We're here to talk about Thursdays in Black and about the ball coming up. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. So in the past we've done Sex Quiz, mm-hmm. and that's been really awesome and fun, but we wanted to change tack a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I always see Hold On To Your Friends on the Instagram page.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
And they already, like, know how to host a party.
Yeah.
So we literally just hit them up on Instagram, and we were cool. like, let's collab on a ball together.
Yeah. And how's the ball working? What's it looking like? Is it like an American big dramatic ball prom queen kind of thing, or is it like a ball like a what do you call it, like old school, like early 1900s fancy dress, or is it a crazy dance hall ball?
Sort of
ball in the loosest sense.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I don't even know
however
the ball comes
anybody
from.
Wants to, like, whatever you want to make it.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's formal, like mm-hmm.
cool.
formal dress kind of vibe, and everybody's wearing black.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Well, actually, is it on a Thursday? What's the?
It's okay. It was supposed to be. Yeah. We needed a venue, and the venue was only there on Saturday. So
that's
it's
okay.
always
it's
Thursday
a collab with Saturday.
Yeah, it's Thursday by vibes.
Yeah,
but
Thursday is a black X Saturday.
Yes.
Crossover episode.
Exactly right.
Yeah, the vibe is just that. Safe drinking,
mm-hmm.
fun party.
Yeah.
There's a massive raffle.
Cool.
We've got low-key like $500 worth of stuff
wow,
that we're
cool.
just raffling off.
Yeah. And was that donated by different people or found
yeah,
down the road?
Mostly yeah. just Dunedin businesses.
Cool, hell yeah.
So we send out a whole bunch of cold call emails.
Yeah.
And we're like, please help us. Please send us free stuff. And then they
yeah.
get us back.
Cool. Some very, very cool places, actually.
Yeah.
Really cool places.
That's cool. That's really, really good to hear as well from local businesses too.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of very, very cool local businesses who like support a bunch of cool communities and scenes in Dunedin, I find.
Yeah.
It's easy to get in the like... you know, good side versus bad side with like some businesses. We're talking about practice spaces and art studios recently on the show, with a different interviewee who you may know. We're sort of talking about how sometimes there can be this kind of grind of like the business side of the city kind of pushing out some of the creative spaces. Mm. But actually that's like only true with like very few of those kind of big corporation businesses. And actually there's a whole load of local businesses who are full of very cool people who are like really involved in the like local scene, local music scene, local art scene, dance scene, and definitely creative communities. And we're really lucky to see lots of them at the radio too. Like, you know, the show is sponsored by Adju, and like there's a whole lot of musicians around from different cafes and stuff too. And where is the ball?
It's at Pearl Diver.
Oh, hell yeah. Cool. I was about to say that was one of the places I was going to name drop as being a very, very cool spot. Have you guys been to Pearl Diver much before?
I haven't, actually.
Mm. Neither have I, cool, to be honest.
Oh, it's really cool. It's great. Great sound and stuff as well. Is there, what's the plan for music?
So we've got a few bands playing.
Cool.
We have Fruit Salad, It's All in the Fillets. And then we have a DJ.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shapes Being Thrown is...
Oh, cool.
The DJ for the end of the night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So very exciting. So, yeah, live music to start. Mm-hmm. And then, the DJ from 11 onwards of vibe.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
And where can people find out more details about the event if they're keen to go along?
It's all over our Instagram. Mm-hmm. The link to the tickets is in the Thursdays in Black Otago bio, mm-hmm, as well as on Hold On To Your Friends Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Cool, hell yeah. And what time, what details, anything you got in your head you can spit out?
So doors open at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Eight-ish. I mean, if you show up at 7:30, we'll be there to let you in.
You know what? Yeah.
Every gig is like that.
And then I think bands are starting from 9.
Cool. So, yeah. Oh, dope. That sounds very, very cool. Any other things you want to share from it or encourage of people who are listening in?
We're Black Thursday.
This Thursday, cool. Yeah. We'll definitely be
we're
here
Black
doing
every
that.
Thursday.
How did you guys get involved in Thursdays in Black?
I'm pretty sure the first time I saw TAB was Tent City, mm-hmm, or Clubs and Socks Day. My friend was in the exec, mm-hmm, and I walked past and said hi to her, and then I was like,
yeah,
this is where I need to be.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the tutors for my gender studies paper.
Cool.
She was on the exec.
Yeah,
and she
yeah.
was like, guys, we've got our election coming up. Everyone should come along. Mm-hmm. So I did, and then I got forced to be the events exec.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's been awesome.
Cool, that's really cool. And so is that your guys' roles in it now? You're in the exec of TAB?
Yeah, so mm-hmm, I'm one of the co-directors.
Yeah.
And I'm the events exec.
Cool. Oh, awesome. Secretly, we all actually found out we were from the North Island. Sorry to the listeners. But at least in Palmy, where I was from, there was a really cool TIB, and they were involved with the Student Association too. And we did this march to take the night back and like walked all the way from uni into the city. Which,
that's so sick.
And Palmy is a huge walk. it's so cool to see how the people involved in Thursdays in Black kind of are in and out of all the different organisations in uni, from like students and creatives to staff to Students Association staff and stuff, all being involved.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's just because it's such a ubiquitously important, cool and like meaningful thing for so many people and helps everyone feel safe around. So definitely tautoko and on that corridor and on that that concept and idea. Is there any stuff you feel like you would like to talk about the some of the cultural elements of like sharing things like Thursdays in Black in a city like Dunedin? Like not to get like too dark or serious about it, but you know, Dunedin has this whole kind of drinking culture, the student culture, the frat culture, and there are absolutely good sides to that in terms of community getting together, students being able to explore their lives and find themselves and stuff, but there also is some really dark sides of that too. How do you feel like the Otipoti version of Thursdays in Black is received here? What do you think are some of the like pros and cons, or what it's like doing that kind of advocacy in this city?
It can get really interesting. Mm. I think it's quite a difficult topic for us to work with,
mm-hmm,
because everything that we do, we want to encourage people to have open conversations, talk about things that are related to TIB, whether that's in like a kind of sex positive way, mm-hmm, or if that's in a like disclosure sort of way and needing support and that kind of thing. But we obviously don't want to always be bringing the mood down like, guys, everything sucks.
Because
that's not, you know, that's not the case. And it's also not what we want to do. But I feel like, sometimes on the whole, it's pretty well received. But sometimes it can get a really, it gets a bit tricky.
It's an interesting thing, especially when you're talking about dealing with like commercial spaces or like advertising yourself and stuff, or even like being represented in a student's association, well, not student's association, I'm not picking on the association, but any university in general, where like, you know, some places just don't want to acknowledge things like sexual violence or misconduct or all the different things like that. Even if they might even be on your side about them, it's still like, they're like, oh, we really agree, but we don't know if we should post that on our social media. Or
like, oh, it's a bad look. And it's like, hey, so maybe fix the problem.
And I think it kind of pushes aside people realizing that, like, actually being able to acknowledge misconduct and sexual violence and, like, harm to minorities through your business, your network, your communities is one of the ways that makes like almost everyone feel better and safer. Like it makes more people feel enticed to be a part of your organization or be like want to go to your event and stuff like that. Because there's like I mean in music industry stuff at least there's like Soundcheck, Aotearoa and a few cool organizations that like have encouraged all the venues to like print off little things to be like, hey, this is what you can do to help run an event better, or hey, this is what you can do as a punter to help make sure people are safer, or you know, even bars you see around have all this cool like code words and stuff up in up in, they're quite consistently up in like bathrooms and stuff. Can you think of, is there any kind of core parts of advocacy you feel like you'd like to see more of in Dunedin?
I think for me, one of my big things is that Dunedin sometimes comes across as a big boys club.
Yeah, totally.
And it's like very male-centered.
Yeah.
And it has been hard for us to be like, Thursdays in Black is for you guys too. Like men can be harmed by this drinking. It's not. Like, men aren't always the perpetrators either. So just kind of making our space as open as possible for men to come and talk to us about what's going on as well.
And learn how to talk to their friends about it and learn how to talk to other people about it. Because it also just, even being able to talk about that stuff equips you to be a better person and be more sensitive and be more open to yourself and others.
Because like, I talk to my girlfriends about it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel that if guys talked about it, like, 50% as much as I do. Everyone would be more on the same page.
I
think also recognizing that Thursdays in Black is not a girls-only club. Like men are allowed, and we want you here. Like please be involved.
We have some now. We found some on the street. We have them.
I think 4 on the exec might be a record.
I think it low key is.
We're improving.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so I've got, you guys have requested some Amy Winehouse, so I'm very keen to check some of that on. I've been really digging Amy Winehouse recently as well. Have you guys got any other like music or things going on in the city that you've been digging recently?
My brother just released an album.
Oh, cool. What's that?
He produces house music, so it's a sort of, housey D&B vibe.
Cool.
It is called Horizons.
Horizons? Okay, cool.
By Crook, and it's just Crook in like full caps.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Cool. Hell yeah. Well, we'll check some of that on after some lovely Amy.
That would be amazing.
Thanks so much for joining me. Any last words or any other things?
Come to the disco.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, come to our ball. Have a boogie.
Yeah. It'll be a party. It'll be a really good time.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see and hear about it, and I can't wait to hear more of that cool stuff happening. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Beck.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.